Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. An apple a day would make Gwyneth an Octomom in a Beatle week. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Ooh, that's a lot of math in that one. An apple a day would make Gwyneth an 8 days a week. Oh, I get it. Okay, thank you, Alvaro Mendez. Alvaro Mendez for that wonderful catchphrase submission. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. A very exciting week. I mean, 2022 is treating us super right at this point because we have a very exciting show. By the way, my name is Scott Aukerman. Not exciting yet, but wait until you hear what our guests are and who they are and where they are and how they are and when they are. And the time is right now. They are coming up a little later, though, so the time is a little later. A little later, we have a new podcast host and we have a dog breeder. That sounds like an incredible show. I'm not sure if our first guest thinks that sounds good to him. What do you think? A dog breeder and a new podcast host? That's always an exciting time in a young person's life.
But what's that podcast about? That's the question.
Well, we don't know. We'll have to talk to them a little later. But why don't we get to our first guest? He is a comedian.
Yeah. Barely.
Barely?
Yeah.
He has a special out called Imperfect Messenger, which is on Paramount Plus.
Yes. Now that is wonderful.
Not everyone in their life gets a full special. Most people just get an ordinary.
This is my third one, too. So I guess I've done okay with myself.
You've
as a
done
comedian.
Okay. You're being humble.
Yeah, I've done okay.
Yeah, you do all right. And I've seen the special. It's great. We'll talk about it. But he's also a correspondent for The Daily Show. And amongst several other wonderful acting gigs that he's had, we just saw him on Only Murders in the Building.
That was a fun, cold day.
It was cold and fun.
It was cold and fun.
It was because you were taping in a car, were you not? We'll talk introduce you. We'll talk about it after I introduce you. He's from New York City. Please welcome for the first time on the show, Roy Wood Jr.
Yeah,
hello.
Man. Yeah, living in New York the last 8 years, but I will be buried in Alabama.
You will. Okay. Yeah. That's where you were mainly raised.
Yeah. I only add that because I know a real New Yorker will hear me talk for the rest of this program and they will go, that is not a fucking New York accent.
Try a New York accent, though, if you could. Try it.
Yo, what's good? No doubt, son.
I feel like you're doing a specific person.
Yeah. That's from Tracy Morgan.
Oh, okay.
Somebody's getting pregnant.
That is his ersatz catchphrase, is it not?
Yeah.
Somebody's getting pregnant.
Yeah.
He said it so many times.
Well, he's had kids since, so he was not threatening.
He was telling
the
truth.
That was a guarantee.
Roy, thank you so much for being a big fan of yours. Really love this special. Imperfect Messenger. I watched it earlier today. It is approximately 65 minutes of hilarity. Can we agree on that much?
Yeah, if you count the little intro outro shit with the boy.
That was very touching. I enjoyed the intro outro shit with the boy.
Yeah, my son. Why not give him an IMDb credit?
Yeah, he finally, that, I love it. Man, my first IMDb credit, I was so excited. I ran around the house. I'm on IMDb! My star meter is finally activated.
It's one of those battles I can't fight until I leave the Viacom empire. Comedy Central is a Viacom multimedia part of the CBS.
CBS family, yes.
But BET's Comic View never put comedians on IMDb. They never listed our credits. And I don't know if it was because it was a non-union show or whatever, but like that was the one thing. And there was this one lady, God bless her, and I cannot remember her name, but there was this one white lady, like a sweet old white lady, who would watch BET's Comic View and then would just add you to IMDb.
Aw, how nice.
I don't even know how you get the access to, I just want you to know that nobody did it, but I did it because I love comedy.
And I'm like, well, did she reach out to you guys?
Yeah, she would. And this is like 02. How are you finding my email?
Yeah. That's a great point.
You have to go to my website.
Oh, okay.
Remember that? Remember going to somebody's website?
Remember
to
when them? Comedians would like suddenly say, I have a website. And then within like 2 months, it seemed like they were instantly out of date and no one needed them
the
anymore.
The best is visiting websites of comedians now who clearly haven't updated their website
in 8 years.
And it's like, hey, everybody, I'm excited to
tour dates.
Yeah, I'm opening for President Obama at the correspondence. And they're like, what?
I saw him on tour. He was amazing.
Yeah, it's
he closed with a full 15 minutes of just soul covers. It was incredible. It was me and Mrs. Jones. He was incredible.
It's unfair.
A lot of people never got to see him live.
Nah, not good.
Roy, let's talk about the special. It's out right now. It's the culmination of, I would imagine, a few years work for you out there on the road, honing, crafting.
About 20 minutes of it was written before the pandemic. The rest of it.
During the pandemic?
Came after the COVID shutdown.
Really? Which 20 can you separate? Do you know which 20?
The police material. The police reform material I was already working on. And mm-hmm. there was a little bit of that in there.
The Leonardo DiCaprio stuff?
Leo was written after COVID.
After?
The civil rights stuff about civil rights movies, that plant had already been, that was already kind of germinating or whatever. But everything else was just, what are people talking about now? I just got scared about... I'm trying to think of the respectful way to say this. I did not want to have a special that felt like it was written before the moment that we're in now.
Right, because you knew it would be premiering in the middle of the pandemic and you wanted it to seem like it. And it was taped.
Yeah.
It was taped sort of.
We did a 2 week turn.
Right.
We taped that bitch and 2 weeks later it was on TV.
You call your special that bitch.
Yeah, that bitch. Yeah, we
really
taped that
bitch.
As a compliment.
I'm going to start calling these episodes
respectfully.
That bitch.
Yes.
How are you enjoying yourself on this bitch?
Because I wanted something that just reflected what was going on now and what people are going through and talking about and feeling now.
Right.
Versus, hey, what's that joke from 2018 that I didn't put in my last hour? I wonder if that one will work. Yeah, it's a solid bit. Food trucks are fun, but too many food trucks in one place is depressing because you know one of them's not going to sell anything.
I got to say, this is a solid bit. I expand this. I'm begging you because
but who went to a fucking food truck in the last 2 years?
It is speaking
so
to me.
So then the way you tweak it is food truck, or as I call it, COVID box. Yes, please give me food from that place where there's low ceilings and no one is 6 feet apart. So it's like it was too much of working to take a bit from then. And how can I fit it?
Right. How can you twist it? So you just wrote all new stuff.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to write the other 45?
That probably was about a year. So you're just working premises on Zoom shows and stuff like that. And
doing Zoom shows. How awful were those?
Did not enjoy them.
Yeah.
Did not enjoy them. And, you know, New York had the rooftops. I think y'all were doing the backyard shows out here in L.A.
Right.
At the same time. So
Colin Quinn came on and talked about his show out there on the pier.
Yeah, with Marina Franklin and Norton and all of them. Bobby Kelly.
Bonnie.
So I did as many rooftop shows as I could, and then I just waited for things to open back up. So in March, at the top of 21... as New York City started to open a little bit, I did road dates in the tri-state. And then as the vaccine hit, and this is all pre-vaccine at this point.
Right.
And so then, well, I got the vaccine on a hookup. I knew a guy.
Really? Well, how early did you get it?
I got that shit. Like, man, I got that bitch around the Super Bowl. Like
the Super Bowl? I got mine March 1st.
Yeah, man. I was up ahead of you,
baby. I was like online just like looking for a date to open up. March 1st, I finally got it. My wife didn't even get it until April.
Well, New York, they had a pretty decent rollout plan in New York. And so I got the vaccine. And so that gave me a little more confidence to go further south and further west and all of that. And so I just made the decision that, and then when Chappelle dropped 846, it changed, that like altered my brain on, oh, we don't have to let this shit cook for a year and a half. And
just the immediacy of how soon.
That's
he,
where we right. are. The news cycle ain't 24 hours anymore. So the joke cycle can be a little faster if you want it to be. And that's not right. a knock on comedy. Like, honestly, the average post-production time on a special has gone down a lot. Like, I know my first two, it was probably a 4 or 5 month marinade, like after we shot, and then they sit and then they edit and color correct, and then they decide what the marketing plan and what are we going
to
do.
It seems like it's not good for comedy to overthink it like that. Like, comedy is always best just like going out there, being silly, and then like it's ephemeral.
But it's not even viewed like that. It's not even viewed as its own thing. On most streaming sites, stand up is listed as a TV show, episode right. one.
Right. Of one.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. that's not even what, like, you don't even.
There's not even a special section for you. Yeah.
You haven't even created something within your fucking ones and zeros to properly label this product.
Right.
So you don't give a fuck. So, yeah, that's fine. So when Chappelle did that quick turn, I was like, well, I can do one too. And like a lot of comics this year, their turn was maybe 2 months. Which is still pretty fucking good.
2 months is not bad. I mean, for
that's
post-production
not the norm.
Special. Yeah,
that's
no,
not
exactly.
the norm pre-COVID. Nobody was doing a 2 month turn.
Right.
So I was saying, you know, I wanted to do that bitch live.
Yeah. No, that is I used to love specials like that, where
Sinbad,
it would just be like George Carlin did some, I remember.
Sinbad did a fucking live primetime network stand-up special.
Crazy.
That's insane. Insane. When you think of the way people think about comedians now, Sinbad literally was like, hey, ABC, 8 o'clock, weeknight, me, jokes, no censorship. And they're like, sure.
And they went, yeah. I mean, that's just how big Sinbad
sure.
was. Yeah. And is. Great
you
guy.
Can't do 5 minutes in late night
no,
live.
They but Sinbad got a full hour.
Because he's trustworthy. He's got a trustworthy face.
Yeah.
No one's trusted me. They can Google some of my old.
You ever see Joe Piscopo's
YouTube.
Live special from UCLA on Halloween night? You got to check it out. It's horrible. he's doing all the characters and he's switching outfits. And so he was like, what do I do while I'm changing clothes? I know, I'll get college students to do sketches that they wrote. That
oh no,
it's like a high school talent show mixed with Joe Piscopo in character.
What a
it's really fun.
Fucking wild ride. So yeah, man, I just wanted to do something that was more on point with where we are now, and I felt like I accomplished that.
Well, it's a great special. I really enjoyed it. The Leo DiCaprio bit I mentioned before reminded me sort of a Daily Show. Like, I felt like it could have been a correspondent piece in a way if you had done it. That
yeah.
Do you ever think about, like, oh, should this be a Daily Show piece or should this be a stand-up piece? Or?
It took me a while to figure out the difference.
Mm.
In that first special, there were sometimes joke premises that I would go, nah, let's do this on the show. This is a more easier explored idea. Like, perfect example within this special, I talk about the beef between, it's not beef, I don't like that word, but when Black British actors are cast to portray African Americans in American film.
Right.
That is an issue of contention for some African Americans.
Because you don't think that they properly know about what they're portraying.
Because you're not of my culture, I don't trust you to embody my culture on camera, even though it's all make-believe and
right.
whatever. So
that's the subject matter you deal with it.
That is
you,
the subject
you explore
matter.
It in a very
Correct.
Funny way.
So
yeah, but that's the driest way you can put it without spoiling the joke.
That's the preamble
right.
to let's go off into crazy land based
right.
on that, based on that real-life truth. The Daily Show version of that is to sit with a Black Brit, sit with a Black American actor and discuss it and have opinions and political analysis and, you know, film critics and scholars and all of that shit. The joke that I would do on the show is, well, let's research the history of Black oppression across the globe and figure out why we don't know each other's history, which then ties into critical race theory, which then ties into the banning of books and all of this other fuckery that's going on right now. And that is something that a Daily Show field piece will never have the real estate for because I only got 4.5 minutes.
Right.
So I'm not going to burn that premise.
A great premise that, that could be explored the way that you explored
the way I want to explore this. Right. Is way deeper than what we would do on the show. And I don't ever want to do something. I don't want to borrow, nibble something from the show and then roll that over into right. my stand-up. It's just, no, the way that I want to go into this topic, this show is not the right medium for it. My show is the right medium.
Right.
And so I'm not going to pitch the Black Brit thing. You know, that's just not what I'm going to do.
So has the show ever seen you do stand-up and then said, like, why didn't you use that on the show? That would have been so good. Or are they not even watching?
No, but there is a character that I do that started off the show that is now a mainstay on the show, and now people only know him from The Daily Show, which is wild. So when I did morning radio for 10 years in Birmingham, and, you know, you make the fake commercial, you know.
Yeah.
So goofy, shitty salesman type guy.
This show started on the radio.
It's a grifter ass used car salesman guy named Leo Devlin, who will just sell you anything. Anything you need, Leo's got it for sale. Come on down to Leo Devlin's or whatever. And so to promote my first stand-up special, I did fake commercials. I had a premise about, you know, white people aren't going to let Black people go to Mars with them. You know, that's the loose print, which I still believe, by the way.
I mean, look at who's gone up just in the past
rich niggas.
Couple of months.
It's all
it's William Shatner and rich
yeah,
people.
Yeah, nobody invited Sam Jackson. Like, yeah. There's been no Black
out
invites.
Out of anyone, Samuel L. Jackson yes. should go up there. He's been up there in fake space for, like, his entire career.
Has Viola Davis gotten an invite? No. No, even our best Blacks, they're like, yeah.
Even the most Black excellence.
Yeah, give me Shatner.
Shatner.
Not a knock on Shatner, he's canon, but
sure.
Still.
I get it for the...
Just... 8 seats on that fucking ship. You don't have yeah. one. So the theory is that the origin of the character is that if white people are going to space, they're going to need people to do work for them. So you're going to need to learn how to be an astronaut. And NASA, and I learned this, and this is where the Daily Show research brain comes in. NASA really only hires like about 7 or 8 astronauts a year. Like you don't, astronaut is a odd job that you get and then you just wait your turn do the job.
Do they give you a yearly salary or do they pay you by trip?
That's a good question.
I want to know this.
That's a good question, bro.
You know what I mean?
But there haven't been like a lot of astronauts. It's not like airline pilot where anyone can do it.
And if you don't go to the moon one year, are they like, you didn't go to the moon. We got to fire you.
You just didn't get chosen. You know? It's like in soccer. Those motherfuckers on the sidelines wearing the different jersey. They don't get to play. But you are capable. You are hired to do soccer.
I guess they're on the team technically. They get a ring if they win, you know, but still.
So NASA's too expensive, and you know the education age gap. So I have this character, Leo Devlin, create a space college for Black people. And it's $80 for a 6-week course so that you can be trained in how to do space shit. That's literally what I say. And so I run that to support my special. And I did that with CC Digital. It was just a little side project. And someone in the building was like, yeah, you know, you could have done that. Yeah, that's very funny, and it speaks to this, and we could have tied it to this story, this story, this story. Oh, okay. Well, you want to do it on the show? And they're like, yeah, let's do it on the show. And that was really the beginning of that character. And now, like, here we are, like, almost 6 years later. And that's like it's one of the longest running bits on The Daily Show under Trevor. And I got to give Trevor credit because under Jon Stewart, they didn't do shit like that. Mm. So Trevor was thinking about the show differently creatively. So I never thought to pitch a Black people space college.
Were you
sketch.
On it with John as well?
No,
you weren't.
No,
okay,
I came
you came
in
on
with Trevor.
With Trevor. Okay.
But I was using, like everybody else in the building, I was using what John did as the creative template for
right.
what to pitch.
Right.
And
right.
Trevor was like, nah, let's do all types of what. Like the show wasn't even on social media for real when Trevor came on board.
Really?
And Trevor was like, no, we got to create a whole digital department.
So he's the one who started the Twitter account.
They got an Emmy. The expansion, I don't know if they didn't have a Twitter, but I'm saying as right. far as the, you know, Jon Stewart's level. You go to Jon Stewart's Twitter and tell me he gives a fuck. Jon Stewart will tell you to his face. He doesn't give a shit. But Trevor embraced it. So he also embraced different creative vehicles for how to deliver, how to make a point. Because ultimately, that's all that sketch was about, is that there is still going to be a degree of racial exclusion when it comes to commercialized space travel. Full stop. So the workaround
is a shady used car salesman who for $49 for a 6-week course next door to a Little Caesars will teach you all the tools you need to learn some space shit to get up there and get that job.
Fantastic. I would say come and do that character on this show, but we don't have characters on this show. We just do. We talk to interesting people, but we talk to real people. I did want to ask you about. You mentioned this in the special, and I've seen it in your biography that you've done prank phone calls.
Yeah, radio.
Over your career, but then you mentioned it on the special that you would do them and sell them at a store. Is that what it was that he would pay you $18 exactly? Yeah. How did that work?
Consignment. So consignment is where you front the record store your product and you agree on a split.
I see. Okay. So these were calls that you recorded yourself in like
correct.
A CD.
Burned them down. Yeah, greenbacks.
That you would burn. Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
So then I would print the labels. I had me a HP 5550 printer and I would go to Staples and I would get the fucking Roxio Easy CD Creator software and then I would get the Roxio labels and I would print them bitches.
Didn't you find when you put the label on the CD though, it heats up and it destroys the CD.
No, this is paper. I couldn't afford an inkjet. You're top shelf shit.
Right.
I'm talking printing paper labels and then laying the label perfectly. And they had like little CD stampers. You put a little label and stamp it down. That I was
printing,
like literally pressing.
What were some of the calls that you did? Like you would just call up random businesses and stuff like that?
So in the mornings, we for the most part, we had listeners. Like 95.7 Jams in Birmingham is a very unique urban station in that comedian Ricky Smiley, that was his show before I came in behind him, before Ricky became syndicated and took over for Tom Joyner. Ricky would do pranks, and at first it was calling random places, just fucking off. But then listeners would call in and go, hey, I want you to call my aunt.
Oh,
hey,
okay.
Here's what they're going through. So,
and set them up, yeah.
And so that tradition was started under Ricky. I got passed the baton in 01. So essentially, it's all incoming. It's not it was not at all like Crank Anchors where you could call a business, but that was a slow day where you had no good emails.
Right.
You'd call a bit, hey, I need to call, I would call like a laundromat and ask them to let me put chickens in the dryer to cook them because dryers get really hot. You know.
How often would they say yes and be like, yeah, all right.
Occasionally. I'd call hotels when I figured out on the road that certain hotels, you know how to call directly to the room because you know the prefix codes.
Right.
So you can circumvent the front desk. So I would just call people in whatever hotel I was in the week before on the road, I would call back to that hotel and pretend to be the guy next door and ask if I could borrow a condom. Like just the weird shit. But the best pranks and the stuff that was the most fiery, and I say the stuff that I'm most known for in that world, is just calling people that it was personal, where I knew about your life. I knew what you were going through. And we called a lady, we told her we were going to cut her Social Security check. This is 05. We told her we were going to cut her Social Security check to help Hurricane Katrina victims. And she just fucking went off. And this was right in that pocket of where Katrina refugees were going around the South. And it was almost like this smaller immigration argument. All these people coming from New Orleans, taking jobs and everywhere. And there ain't no money for us in the city. So there was a weird beef in some cities between locals and Katrina refugees, which is wild to think of now. But it perfectly hit on that. You know, we would call people, man. I called a guy. A guy ran up on me in Cleveland after the show. That was kind of when I stopped doing pranks, was when I started realizing, okay, this is for, because like when you're calling people locally in Birmingham, it's known. It's almost an honor in a weird
way. Right, because once they find out that it's you from the local radio.
From the heralded radio station.
But when it's a radio station they've never heard of, it's someone bothering them.
So YouTube pops. I start putting my shit on YouTube. I start getting emails from people out of town. And so then I'm calling people from out of town because I can't. It's harder to prank locally because everybody knows my voice by now. Because I've taken all these pranks, I burned them to CDs, I put them in all of the local
how often
music
was
stores.
It where they would go, is this Roy?
Yeah, like it started. It would get to a point where like 2 out of every 3 or 4 attempts was a bust, and like that's stressful in the middle of the morning.
Right.
So I got to call more out of towners because they don't know who I am. But because they don't know who I am, they don't give a fuck who you are on the end of the call. And there was a guy whose son got suspended for playing with himself. I'm trying to say this as politely as possible. He's like a third, fourth grade. He's at the touch-your-dick phase.
Sure, he's at the phase we all are.
And he wasn't jacking off as much as he was just adjusting his nuts.
You know, sure, yes.
But constantly adjusting his nuts. I called this child's father and accused his child of teaching my child how to jack off in class.
Oh, no.
Quality argument. Quality back and forth. And this gentleman proceeds to go, meet me at the school, motherfucker, I'm on the way. And he hung up and he drove to the school. Oh, and we get his wife on the phone. And like, he's literally at the school when we finally tell him, hey, man, is it, ha, ha, ha.
His wife had set him up? Or
yeah, his wife gave me all this information. 3 months later, I'm in Cleveland performing at the Improv, and this motherfucker comes up to me at the merch table, and he grabs me like by the hand. He goes, this just so you know, if I wanted to touch your ass, I could touch you.
Oh, God.
And I was like, okay, that wasn't funny to him. Like, he didn't like that. And so,
I mean, he did drive all the way to the school, you know?
I just, you know, I don't know, man. It was just as I started getting older, what I started realizing is that prank calls, that's a young man's game. There's a certain level of.
I can't imagine doing one right now.
Somebody was like asking me, people ask me on Twitter like once or twice a year, man, I love your pranks. We used to listen. When are you going to do another album? I'm 43, dog. And that shit that I was doing when I was 22 and I was hungry and I was working at a radio station that wouldn't make me full time and I was trying to prove my worth. So I'm literally going to say the most reckless thing I can think of. Fuck your kids, fuck your job, whatever. Like, you start learning specifically how to. It's an interesting dissection of like the human condition and how you can attack someone's ego. Just find out whatever they hold, whatever they cherish, and insult it.
You're making me want to do one right now. Do you want to do one? Do you want to do a prank phone call?
If
right
you
now?
Got somebody you want me to call,
here, let's call it. Let's call it.
It's
guy.
So much harder to do though because
here, I'm dialing
you
the phone
can't
right now.
Block anybody. You can't block your number.
Okay, we got people someone. Don't answer, we got someone on the line calls. Here. Who do we got?
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, who is this?
Hello, this is Leo Devlin. I'm calling you to let you know that you have won a gift certificate to my Space Academy camp and barbershop institution.
Oh, my God. This is such an exciting opportunity.
Yes, we need your social security number, please. Your wife, Jackie, called us and said that you would be able to help fund a little bit of the space camp and college institution. Amen.
Jackie, did you call somebody? Jackie?
Sorry?
Did you give someone my information?
Hey, Jackie.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, baby? Leo Devlin.
Leo?
Yes, from the Black People Space College and Barbershop Institution in college.
Leo, I told you not to call me at
home. Yes. Well, I was just trying to talk to this gentleman very briefly.
Sit down. We can talk about
What's
this, okay?
On?
We can talk about
Hold
this
on.
Later, baby.
Really want to go to space?
Hold on. Hold on. We're not having sex or nothing. Is that my son?
Are you having sex with my wife? Is your son? What the hell is going on?
Yes, I still need your social security number.
Yeah, sure. Man, let me get that for you
thank
real
you
quick.
So much.
Oh, my God. That was so stressful. I can see why. Oh, my God. Wow. Well, Roy, you're a great stand-up comedian, a fascinating person. Imperfect Messenger is on Paramount Plus. It's a mm-hmm. great way to spend 65 minutes of your life.
Yes.
At the end of your life, it may be something when your life flashes before your eyes. You may go like, that was a good 65 that I spent watching that. Hopefully that is something that when people die, they see right before they die.
I don't
what do you
know.
Think?
If your life flashes before your eyes, I don't want to see my stand-up. I wanna,
you don't want to see your stand-up, but I want to see it.
Somebody said, well, that would suck if someone else's life flashed before your eyes. That's kind of a bummer.
Well, Imperfect Messenger is out there right now, and we need to take a break. You can stick around.
Yes, happy to.
Roy Wood Jr. is here. We'll be right back. We have a new podcast host and a dog breeder.
Love it.
Packed show. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace You know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This show, Comedy Bang Bang, is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is your social battery drained right now? Or are you bursting with energy? What's your level? What is going on with your social battery? Do you have, maybe you don't have enough boundaries, or maybe you're less social in the winter? What's going on with you? What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bangbang. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month, whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much. The opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They loved them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them. And they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we have Roy Wood Jr. here. Imperfect Messenger is out on Paramount Plus. It's a great stand-up special. And The Daily Show, you got any spoilers for The Daily Show coming up?
Coming
up in the news?
It's midterms. This year's midterms, bro. It's 2022.
Okay, I guess that'll be in the news.
It's time to go to war.
Yes, finally.
Are you ready to fight for the future of the nation no matter what? And we're going to do it again in two more years?
What are you doing impression of the question?
It's like a wrestling promo. It's going down. Fight for democracy.
Politics is wrestling, isn't it? It's kayfabe. Kayfabe? What do they call it? What is that term?
Anyone? I don't know. I have watched wrestling in a long ass time. Yeah. It's almost like
Excuse me. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Are you Scott Aukerman?
Yeah, of course. You recognize me.
Yeah,
but,
hello. How you doing? I'm Ron Snapper. Nice to see you. How are you?
Oh, hi, Ron. Okay. Sorry,
hi,
I'm in
Roy
the middle
Wood
of...
Roy Wood Jr.?
Hello.
Nice to meet you, Ron Snapper. How are you?
I mean, I'm not surprised that he knows who we are. We're two of the most recognizable people in our field. Well, yes.
Of course, anyone would recognize you fellas. Okay, you guys are top dogs. All right?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Anyway, we are doing a show, so
here. I'm actually here to ambush you, Scott. You've been ambushed. I am the host of a show called Podcast Rescue. I don't know if you're familiar with Podcast Rescue. I come in, people let me know about podcasts that they think are terrible, that they think are of a low quality.
And Roy, did you rat me out?
I mean, I've always been a fan of what you did. I didn't know you needed rescuing.
Roy gave me a call. Roy said, I'm booked on this podcast next week. I can't.
You did it all the way last week. You knew it was going to be bad then?
I'm sorry, man. I'm just.
Roy had listened to some back episodes. He said, this podcast is a true stinker.
You're listening to the archive. Okay, I understand. Yeah, the ones behind the paywall. I understand. The first few years were rough.
You listened to one from 2009, he said. I don't know. No, I don't know
about
this.
You didn't listen to the 2009 ones, did you?
Man, Reggie Watts era, you know?
Yeah.
So listen, he and many, many other of your past guests called to say this podcast is going down the tubes.
Sort of burying the lead. First you said one person, now you're saying many,
well,
many
Roy
others?
Started it, and then I said, let me open the phone lines. And then
the phone lines weren't open.
The phone lines were closed.
How did he get a hold of you?
Roy sent me a letter.
Yeah.
A full-on letter a week ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't know Snapper, man? Snapper got my homeboy podcast on track. Just let it happen.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That's what do right. I need? I'm sorry. I mean, I know, yes, everything's been sort of, it's 2022 and, you know, everything's
I'm sick
been...
of your excuses, Scott.
What? All I said was it's 2022.
It's 2022. We should be hosting great podcasts, not dying like a dog out here.
I know.
I mean, who are your guests coming on? You've got a dog breeder and another podcast host? Why are you cross-promoting?
But Conan O'Brien gets all the good guests.
All I hear is poor me. Okay?
Yes, poor me.
No.
I mean, I used to have huge stars on the show. Paul Rudd. He's Ant-Man, you know.
I don't give a goddamn who he is. Why isn't he here right now?
Because he's over there doing the Conan O'Brien show instead.
Okay. Just
don't yell at him, Scott.
I'm sorry. Please
don't yell at me. I'm the yeller, okay?
You're the,
the one who yells.
We need... We need to have varying degrees
That's
of...
That's right.
Okay.
Maybe we could
just
take
for
turns.
Differentiation. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
But listen, okay? I'm here to give you some tough love, okay? Because I had a look at your financials, okay? You've started this comedy bang bang world.
Okay.
All right, this boondoggle.
How'd you get the financials of... we could sort of keep those private.
I wrote a letter to your business manager, and I just said, hello, I'm Ron Snapper, host of Podcast Rescue.
And they just gave them up?
They sent me a full financial profile. How long until you run out of money, Scott?
Uh-oh.
Honestly, like early February?
By my calculations, it could be by the end of this episode.
By the end of this episode, you could be
financially ruined. No, it's true. You are losing $72,000 a minute on hosting this podcast.
I know. It's too expensive to do. To get Roy here, we had to charter that private jet that you asked for and the chef?
You could have told me no, though. You didn't have to give
Why didn't you tell Roy no?
Look at him. I want him on the show. He's a great guest.
Of course, but these guests are manipulating you, Scott. You're bending to their every whim. You're a doormat.
So you're saying I'm paying my guests too much?
You're paying your guests way too much.
I always thought I was.
Performers should not be paid. That's why I want you to write that down. That should be your first rule going forward. That's one of the new things we're going to institute when I rescue your podcast.
Okay. When you rescue, I thought you were in the process.
I'm in the process
doing
of doing it right now, but by the time we're done rescuing the podcast, that'll be one thing you do. Okay.
All
listen,
right.
I've helped a lot of people. Okay. Okay. I helped Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell. I got them together.
Wait, you introduced them?
I introduced them to each other. I said, let's play the long game on this. Why don't you guys get married, start a podcast in about 10 years?
I thought he was the one with the podcast.
but she's part of it, too.
She pops in.
She pops in!
So you don't need to introduce them just for him to get a podcast that she pops in on.
I needed his life to get to a certain place where he felt comfortable hosting a podcast.
I understand. Where people were interested in what he was saying if he married Kristen Bell.
Anyone gave a goddamn about what the guy from Without a Paddle had to say about climate change?
That's a good point.
No.
He's an alt-centrist, you know.
Snapper, do you think that maybe Scott should go completely off the rails and then just tonally change the podcast to just what it's like to recover and bounce back from that and what it's like to be at rock bottom?
Yeah, I mean, that's what Dax does. Is that where you led him? Or?
Yeah, I said, Dax, why don't you bottom out and then talk about that for the next 10 years?
Wait, you had him bottom out?
I encouraged Dax. I said, Dax, I know you've been struggling with substance abuse problems. I'm going to encourage you to go ahead and get as drunk as possible. I sent him a letter and a bottle of Grey Goose, and I said, let's do this. Dax.
He's a friend of the show. Meaning when I say that, he did episode 13 and never came back.
Okay. What kind of friends do you have, Scott, that they do a show 10 years ago and never come back?
I see him at a restaurant. He waves at me.
Like hell he does.
All right, maybe not.
Look, I think that's exactly right. I think you need to practice radical honesty. Roy was exactly right. I need you to tell your listeners, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, okay? and I'm ready to change.
Look, I gotta admit, we're in our 13th year at this point.
Right.
What am I even doing this anymore?
This is a failure. This is an objective
I just keep
failure.
Beating my head against the wall. And Roy, no disrespect, but the show doesn't work anymore. You've seen it up close at this point.
But you went to television, and that's where... How many podcasts go to television?
At the time... None. And now it's every podcast. I read the trades and every single podcast that's out there. Hot new podcast gets turned into a television show. Are they turning this back into a television show? No.
They better not. I don't want to see it.
Did you see the original version?
Yeah, I did. I tuned in and I watched every episode
of that.
Every episode.
Thank you so much.
I'm an IFC subscriber, okay?
Wow. AMC Plus?
AMC
account?
Plus. I watch old Mad Men episodes.
Okay, well, I understand that, but...
And sometimes I watch your show and I'm thinking to myself, what the hell is going on? This guy is coming from a radio podcast format. Now he's trying to turn it into some kind of Pee Wee Herman talk show.
I don't know. You know, they say I have a face for podcasting and it didn't really translate.
This is my signature tough love. I know it's
no,
like
I know you're the yelling guy. So what do I do, though?
What do you do? Look, you got to push all kinds of benchmarks. Okay. First of all, you need to learn how to host. Okay. You need to learn.
I agree. I'm bad at it. I mean,
let me tell you.
How were my questions, Roy? Like,
I enjoyed them, but you could have pushed me.
I could have pushed you. Did you want me to?
You didn't even ask
me emotionally.
About, no, but you didn't even ask me about cancel culture and Chappelle.
Oh, what are you doing, Scott? You're leaving
how
laughs
am I gonna
on
get
the table.
Headlines without asking about cancel culture and Chappelle.
Everyone knows when you have a comedian, you ask them yes. their opinion.
That's right.
That's exactly. Those are the two topics you talk about. Okay?
I remember when I was doing press for the Between Two Ferns movie. That's what I was asked about.
What do you think about this cancel culture? Yeah. So you left that on the table with Roy, okay?
Mentioned him, and I didn't even capitalize on it. Oh,
you're supposed to bite at a hot button topic, okay? And furthermore, look, I think your intros and your segues are all over the goddamn map, okay?
I mean, look, if you're taking a cross country trip, that's where you want to be.
What kind of non sequitur is that? We're not staying on topic at all. You're just trying to get a cheap laugh line in.
Yeah.
Let me here.
Did it work?
No.
How many people are taking cross country trips on a regular basis?
Listen to Roy. No one is traveling cars.
And your listenership.
I mean, some people listen to it in the car, if that's what you're asking me.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, but not across the whole damn country. Price of gas these days. That's a topic you could talk about as well. Would be Joe Biden raising the price of gas.
I guess.
Did I mention I'm an alt-right centrist?
Well, you're an alt-right
Dex
centrist.
Dex is an alt-centrist. I'm an alt-right centrist. Okay. But I don't like to get into my politics. Listen, why don't we practice
Seems
right
like
now?
You got into it
Look,
pretty easily.
I don't want to talk about it, Scott. I'm proud of you for pushing.
More,
well, I just, you know, I believe in small government.
Do you own any tiki torches at all?
Of course I own tiki torches for my tiki-themed podcast, Tiki Talk.
Those words are too similar.
What do you mean?
Can I podcast rescue your show, first of all?
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Scott. Rescuing me? I'm in the Podcast Hall of Fame.
They have a Hall of Fame already?
Hall of Fame
they didn't even
podcasts.
Contact me?
They did. Of course they didn't contact your sorry ass. What are you kidding?
Who did they contact? Obama? Because he was on Marin?
Obama and Springsteen they contacted.
And the killer from Serial?
They contacted Adnan, yes. Adnan Saeed, yep.
Yeah, I knew
He's in there. Yeah, everybody. Gervais, Carl Pilkington, okay?
Yeah, I would contact them.
They were
pretty early.
Yes, and of course Dax and Kristen, his co-host Kristen.
Man. And of course the orange-haired one himself, Conan. I bet he gets in there.
Cannon, too, from Wildin' Out.
Wait, just from Wildin' Out?
They got a Wildin' Out podcast.
They got the Wild Out podcast. They just do
that. Wildin' Out podcast?
Yeah.
They just do that, that insult rap part. They only do that for an hour.
Oh, God. I gotta check that out.
It's good!
Okay, I'm sure it is!
Surprisingly good!
Stop yelling at me!
Now, listen. Yeah. Let's practice right now. Why don't you introduce me as a guest? I'll tell you how your intro is. Okay.
Okay. This guy barged in here.
This guy?!
How do you want to be described?
Icon. This icon.
Icon.
This icon of reality podcast.
I've never, to be honest, I've never even heard of you, although I think I will in the future.
Yes, I believe that is canon.
But okay, this guy's in. I said it again. This guy.
Is this how you would introduce Roy? I've never heard of this guy, but here he is.
I mean, I had heard of him, though. I have never heard of him. I'm truthful, at least. You have to give me that. I'm truthful in my comedy.
Well, truthful isn't going to keep the lights on in this building, okay? You have lost $72,000 just in the 20 seconds that I've been yelling at you just now.
I know.
So, okay.
Snap. And I've given it to you. Yes.
Snap, quick.
quick question just about when you're looking to rebuild and reconnect with social. What should Scott's approach be?
Is that a topic we've been talking about?
That's absolutely a topic.
What should his approach be to social media engagement as the algorithm has changed and things are different and we're starting to get into, you know, metaverse and VR?
Yeah, the metaverse. I don't even,
you know,
like...
Because this podcast is, you know, this is Facebook era.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast started when, you know, people were on Facebook, and then it segued into Instagram, but now it's the metaverse. I don't know what to do.
And just like Facebook, it's dying like a dog, and it was probably responsible for January 6th. I mean, have you even looked?
A dog was responsible for January 6th?
No, this podcast was. Oh,
okay.
Okay?
I'm getting very confused.
Now, look, Roy, that was a very thoughtful question. I'd like to answer it in sort of a slapdash, off-the-cuff, not-thinking-about-it-too-hard way.
Oh, good.
Memes, Scott. You should be posting memes. We call them memes, okay?
Yeah.
You should be posting a funny picture of Roy laughing at one of your jokes. Not that you have one, because he didn't laugh at
shit.
I've
had the camera on him the entire time. He hasn't laughed at a single thing.
I mean, he's stone-faced. He looks like the eagle from The Muppets.
I thought you were talking about one of the eagles first. That was Don Henley from the
Eagles. He looks like Don Henley over here. Surprisingly
Don Henley
serious.
Hosted The Muppet Show?
Great episode. I turned it into a podcast. Don Henley has a podcast that I helped him
Don
start.
Don Henley has a podcast? Mm-hmm. This is the thing. How am I supposed to compete with all these celebrities doing podcasts these days?
Well, you should be doing memes, as Roy says. You know,
you should just go back to your earlier thing. I have the new question.
I'm allowed to hit the post whenever I want. Okay,
that's a good point, though. How do you get celebrity guests when celebrities themselves are also hosts?
I guess because they want to plug their own podcasts, but then that's only once. You think Conan O'Brien has ever come back after he plugged his podcast one time?
No, of course not. He'd be a fool to come back on this show.
I agree. He was a fool to come once.
Incredibly foolish business decision. Surprised he bounced back from that. Honestly surprised. No, listen, so you want to get big famous guests, huh? That's what you want, Scott.
I mean, look.
That's what you want more than anything?
Roy, you're great, but, you know.
I know. Yeah, Kevin Hart.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like Kevin Hart or who's another movie star? I'm trying to think of one.
John Travolta.
Okay, sure.
The greatest actor of all time, John Travolta. Okay, you don't want to know how you get
big,
those people?
Big John Travolta
big
fan?
Big John Travolta fan.
Like for going how far back?
How far back?
Yeah. Sweat Hog era?
No, the Gotti movie. Was
that's like 2015? That's maybe his most recent movie.
It was great. Listen, if you want bigger celebrity guests, you got to cut some of the fat and fire some of your employees.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of that concept of sort of a landmark firing? That's where you pick the worst employee in the building here and you fire them right now to let everybody know this is a serious show.
What? You said that like it was a secret. Pick your worst employee and fire. Isn't that how anyone fires someone? Pick your worst employee and fire them?
I think he means pick the best one.
The best one. In
Thank you, Roy. That is what I meant.
Okay.
Pick the best employee you got on staff. I mean the person who is really hitting the numbers, who is making the show perform, and who is indispensable.
That's just me.
Fire yourself, Scott.
I wish I could.
Me too.
Why are we both yelling? You're the yelling
I know.
Guy.
Okay, let me back off and do my soft, serious thing, okay?
Okay. I'll do it too.
Okay. Good. Good. Obviously, firing yourself is not an option, okay? I wish it were.
The listeners obviously wish that
they
I
would
could.
Love it. They I've been reading the Reddit. They would love it.
Jason Manzuka steps in here, takes over. Man, everyone would think that would be the golden era of the show.
Well, I got it. I'm glad you brought him up. Since you can't fire yourself, you got to fire your best guest.
Jason
you
Manzoukas?
Have to ban Jason Manzoukas from Comedy Bang Bang right now on air.
That's going
to
be so hard. I mean, he's a personal friend as well.
If you don't ban your personal friend, I'm walking out that door, okay?
There's the door?
There's the door, and I'm walking out of it, okay? I'll be gone.
Controversy creates engagement.
That's exactly right. Think of the socials when you post that Manzoukas is persona non grata at Earwolf.
All right, I'll do it. I trust you. You're the host of something. I can't remember
podcast
what it was.
Podcast Rescue.
You've said it to me several times that I see
it's very simple.
That seems like a problem that you have, not a problem I have.
What are you talking about? It's a simple show title that is very unique, okay?
I'll fire him, okay?
Good. That's a great start.
Let me shoot off a text message. I'll turn it into an email since it's a business thing.
I like writing letters, you know?
But you've mentioned them several times.
I go analog with my correspondence.
Okay, I've sent the text message.
Wow.
I always say whoosh when I send a text message.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for doing that, okay? And this is really going to turn this ship around, okay?
Thank you.
And once we start working in socials, once we start hitting more catchphrases, you know, that's something
you can
I
help me
well.
Out with this, right? But because, look, we have some guests that I have to get to on the show. Can you help me with this while we do it?
You're going to need it.
So, yeah, I mean, what would be a good catchphrase at this point? Have I said anything? I mean, I said that one at the beginning. But
terrible catch. You're terrible, taking user-submitted right? catchphrases from strangers on the internet or
I
sending in their
one,
dog
but
shit?
I gave it to Weird Al Yankovic.
Well, why are you helping that guy?
I don't know. He's rich. He stole my catchphrase.
You should ban him from the show if you haven't already.
He's another personal friend.
That's two.
Okay, I'll do it. I was ready
Good.
With that email.
You were prepared to ban Al Yankovic. And I'm proud of you. And you're taking
I
the steps.
I added it in my draft folder already.
Good. Everyone should. Yeah.
All right. Look, let me get to some other guests.
Okay.
You can sort of, you know. And Roy, you know, feel free to give me pointers, too. I mean, I know that.
I'm happy to.
You're the guy. You're the guy who originally squealed on me. So
yeah,
I really. Are you writing an email right now?
No, I'm going to pull up a couple of the podcasts that I think are very exemplary.
Yeah, I think probably a good use of our time would just be like Roy playing more popular podcasts off
clips.
The speakers of his phone. That would be good.
Well, look, here's something. We have something. We have.
Don't do Jay Leno.
Yeah, I know.
What year is it?
He's back on the air.
What air?
I don't know. He keeps threatening to have another show.
Well, don't invite him on this one. You think the Zoomers are going to tune into that? Oh, two old guys talk about jalopies for an hour.
Who's he bringing? There's two old guys.
I don't know.
I'm 29 years old.
Eubanks? I don't know.
All right, well, we have a podcast guest, a new podcast guest.
He's probably already got a more successful podcast than you.
All right, it's not a man. It's a woman.
This is
my problem.
No, but that's good. Don't apologize.
My producer doesn't give me any information.
You just almost misgendered a guest.
That's right. Roy's onto something. There's no more hot button thing than to misgender your guests.
It's very 2022.
You almost misgendered. So technically you didn't misgender.
So I didn't, yes. Yeah.
So you can stand your ground and go, I have a right.
Stand your ground
to
laws.
Almost misgender.
Yes. Okay.
You're threading a needle very successfully right now, Scott.
Okay, let's get to her. Yeah. She's a new podcast host. Wait a minute, she's been on the show before.
Greetings, gumshoes. Just kidding, motherfuckers. It's the other one.
Yeah, but please welcome Bone Queef.
What's up? It's me, Bone Queef. Bone like trombone and queef like a pussy fart.
Hey, what's up, Bone Queef?
What's up, Scott?
This
it's
is
been
Roy.
A long time. Hello,
this
Roy.
Is Ron you? Snapper, who's going
to
help.
Hi, nice to meet you, Bone Queef.
Why
big
aren't
fan.
You yelling at him?
Because Bone
I
Queef
am
is
a
woman,
God
woman.
Damn it.
Her. Yes, that's right. I'm sorry.
Good
See, there
God.
I actually did it.
Yeah.
You did it. You misgendered me. So,
To be fair, this. I've done it almost every one
almost
of your
Almost every time. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's my very short haircut, but you cannot seem to keep me right.
I'm sorry, Bone Queef. Welcome back to the show. It's
Thanks.
Been a while.
It's been a long time. What's up? You know.
What's up?
Well,
you're a new, for people who haven't heard your previous experiences, your previous
sure.
episodes.
Listen out.
Your previous bitches, as we said we were going to call episodes
My previous bitches. Yep.
Describe, what are you?
Oh, my. What am I not, Scott, is more like the question you should wherefore there be asking me, I.
Well, okay. Wherefore are you not? What is, I can't remember.
I am an entrepreneur, okay?
Don't have those. Well, it is 2022. Maybe we're going to have those back on the
Get
show.
Get entrepreneurs
again.
Back on the show.
That's like the whole
thing
of the show.
Years.
They're the backbone of America.
That's right. Anyway, I've done a lot of shit, Scott, but I'm not here to talk about the past. I'm here to talk about the future.
Okay, so to remind the listeners,
true.
You've done a lot of shit.
Yes, I'll be honest. I don't remember most of what I've done.
Okay,
it's been a long time.
Neither do I, quite honestly.
Here's the
what
thing,
are you here
Scott?
To talk about? You're a podcast host?
Yes, because it happened. A lot of what y'all were talking about in the last segment really applies to me because... a strong black woman with a very funny name, was canceled.
You were
That's
canceled?
Right. That's right. The woke, liberal, left-wing media canceled
you?
Me because my name is Bone Queef. It's bone like got milk and queef like a pussy fart.
No!
And they said, oh, your name is triggering to me. And I said, that is my God-given name. Y'all motherfuckers don't understand it.
You're not offensive. You're just who you are.
I
can understand if you were someone coming in with, like, and affecting something, putting on some affectation or doing an accent
that
or something.
Crazy. crazy that, and that'd offensive. Be great.
You're just, that'd but you're a real nice, person.
How does the word queef trigger people? Are they like fart phobic or something?
Yeah, they do. I honestly, you know, you tell me.
A queef is a very scary sound.
They did not tell me. A queef is a very scary sound.
Scary to whom?
Well, whoever wasn't expecting to hear a fart at that time.
Which is everyone? Or should you go in expecting?
Well, it's not. See, there's two types of queef. You got the mid-stroke queef.
Sure.
And then you got the after-the-fact queef.
Oh, okay. Which is the most scary one?
The after-the-fact. Because
yes,
you're done.
Because the mid one, I think, is understandable.
And then you're just in bed chilling and then just rah, rah, rah.
That is exactly what every day sounds like in my household. Rah, so, rah, rah.
Wait, I thought that was just your name. It's actually something that's happening to you?
It is my name, and it is also what I do.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anyway, the word queef was triggering to them. I guess all of the little, you know, lefty liberal white parents.
You guys really get along politically.
Aligned. If there was an alt-right centrist media, all right, we would be happy perfect. To have you, Bone Queef.
No, well, listen, you should have me because I got a new podcast and it's called Queefs After Dark.
Okay? Queefs After Dark.
Queefs After Dark.
Why do people, when we're talking about liberals,
mm-hmm.
What is your objection to the term vaginal current breeze?
Yeah. Why couldn't you change it to that? I mean, I know it's your name.
Well, that's the thing. I don't have any problem with vaginal current breeze sort of as an objective descriptor.
So then why are you sticking so hard to queef? Why can't you just acknowledge that
the world has changed?
Your
people,
word
maybe
triggers people, and that, like when they go, it's not homeless anymore, we go unhoused, right?
Yeah. Sure.
So we have to change. Not, we usually change every word every 10 years.
Vaginal
we?
Breeze,
yeah.
I think, is a fair.
So you want me to change my name to Vaginal Breeze and queef like a pussy?
No,
that
not would the bone be crazy. Part. Not the bone
that
part.
That would be crazy. No. I'm not changing the bone part. I'm sorry. That's the whole thing. Look, Roy, that would be like me being like, what if you imagine, Roy, you woke up and found out that the word Roy was a bad word.
Or wood, you know, wood can yeah. intimate like it's a hard penis, okay. you know, like what if people were like suddenly, you know what, we don't like your name, Roy.
They were too sensitive to listen to your name.
No, my name is my name.
Exactly.
That's what she's saying. Point.
People have told me my name's offensive as well.
My name is
Snapper.
Snapper.
Yeah.
Snapper? Which part?
It implies that I snap.
You,
that
you
fly
have
out the handle.
What are you talking about? All God. Right. So, Bone Queef, tell us about it's Queef After Dark.
Queefs, plural.
Queefs, oh,
after
plural.
Dark.
Oh,
that's okay. Right. And honestly,
more bang for your buck.
It's all of the people that were just too edgy for society in whatever way. It's a
God.
Bit like if a black woman hosted Joe Rogan, that's a bit how like what it's like, basically.
I'm investing. That sounds great.
Okay.
I don't need rescuing.
That's the dream.
I'll be honest, we are doing great.
Sounds okay. like it.
That's right. But
so tell it, like, do you have guests on? Do you like Joe Rogan? Mm-hmm. You know, he has on, you know, doctors and weirdos and,
sure.
and Alex Jones. Is that the type of thing that you do?
It's all the same guests from the Joe Rogan.
Oh, wait, so you're getting Joe Rogan runoff?
That's it. But it, with the frame of a black woman with a funny name, it's completely different.
It does seem different.
I say, hi, yeah, welcome to Queefs After Dark. I'm your host, Bone Queef. It's Bone, like Wishbone, telling a funny story. He's a little dog and queef like a pussy fart. And they say, oh, great. Have you tried ivermectin? And I'm like, no, what is that? And we do it live on the air.
Are
it's
you
funny.
Literally just pulling them right as soon as they get out of the Joe Rogan?
Yes.
Like your studio's like right next door to mm-hmm. Rogan's?
I have a small mobile studio set up right outside of Joe
when
Rogan.
When you say mobile studio, what do you say? Your car?
It is my car, yes. But we do have okay. the finest recording equipment.
Oh, okay. What do you got?
Oh.
Tape recorder?
Tape recorder, a Yamaha.
Okay.
He's right. Those are the finest pieces of podcast recording equipment.
That's right.
Yeah. And you should think about doing your show in your car, Scott.
I mean, at some point, I'm going to have to. I mean, we can't afford the overhead on this place much longer.
You're telling me. I'm looking at the financials right now.
Yeah, what else is in the financials, by the way?
Well, there's
my expenditures are there, too.
Your expenses are in there. All your
my subscriptions?
All your subscriptions, all your OnlyFans subscriptions,
oh,
all your
no.
fan house subscriptions.
But I'm a true fan.
I know it, but you can't be putting it on the company card. Bone Queef knows what I'm talking about.
I know what I know what you're talking about, and I know what I'm talking about.
So you know what two separate people are talking sure. about, one including you.
Most of the time.
Okay.
And that's what a podcast host needs to do.
That's right. I would also like to plug my OnlyFans while I'm here.
Oh, you have an OnlyFans?
Yes, but I put clothes on. It's crazy.
It's a reverse OnlyFans.
That's right. Yes.
It's like OnlyFans backwards. It's like snap yolo.
That's it. What? Yeah, a snap yolo.
I'd like to plug my OnlyFans as well.
Oh, wait, you're Ron Snapper. You have an OnlyFans.
Yeah, I have an OnlyFans. I do solo vids. I do, it's pretty standard. It's pretty standard.
Do you queef on your OnlyFans?
I do, yeah, occasionally. Sometimes I put on a really heavy jacket and a queef squeaks out. It's crazy.
So, oh man, Bunkweave. Anyway,
yeah.
So you've come on to talk about this podcast. There must be more to it.
Well, no, I think that's honestly you are really imagining
that's
a
about
lot
it.
Of me, Scott.
All right.
Well, no, let me tell you some more. Okay. So I'm here to cross promote because it's going well.
Smart.
But my hope for the new year is to move out of my car and into a rooted, grounded studio. So I figured I would start at the absolute bottom of the podcast mountain and work my way up, hoping to get to Conan eventually.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I haven't been on his show either. I mean, he came on this one.
That's right.
You know, did I get the invite back? No. So, you know, I mean, it's hard. It's tough. It's tough out there for a podcast host.
How do you feel about the black community's opinion of you hosting people on your podcast that don't necessarily support and fight for the same issues?
The issues don't align with
that's
an
excellent question.
You're giving
them
an audience on your podcast.
That's true.
As a black woman.
Right. I guess the thing is that I am a woman without community right now. And these...
Because you got canceled.
Because I got canceled for my God-given name, Bone Queef. Hold on one second. Bone like Wingstop's new boneless wings and queef like a pussy.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
See, and Scott, that's a good technique. If you ever need a second, just say,
give me one second, then pull out my phone and pull up my notes app.
That's right.
Okay.
That's allowed.
Yeah, sure.
That's
it's allowed on a podcast. That's they can't allowed. See you do it.
They have no idea.
Unless the host calls it out.
That's right. Anyway, but yes.
Is this good podcast technique?
Yeah, sure.
To reset all the time,
anything
say anyway,
to get from
but
A
yes.
To B.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You say anyway, you know? Then you take focus back because otherwise you'll never get it back. Yeah.
It's slipping away from you. Yes. I gotta say, Bone Queef.
I don't think that's true. That's another good technique. Just deny whatever the guest says. So, like I was saying, the black community does not accept me. So, I have found my tribe. Is that okay to say? I don't know. Amongst problematic white men, okay? We got everybody up in that motherfucker.
Who's there?
We got, you already mentioned Alex Jones. Mm-hmm. We got...
Do people that I haven't mentioned.
Okay, we got Tommy Hot Dog Hands Janana Man.
What? So, Tommy Hot Dog Hands Janana Man?
That's a hot guess. That's a hot booking.
That's right. Hot booking. You heard of him?
He lost his book deal.
Lost his book deal. He invented an alternative COVID vaccine that inoculates you against stupidity.
It's the one I got.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Tommy Bahamas. I was getting excited. That one I would listen to.
Well, he's designing all of the clothes for the show.
What?
Yep, that's right.
I need a designer on this show, don't I, Rod? What's your name, Ron?
I tell you, that would never happen on my show.
Here's my problem. You catch a snapper on a fishing rod.
That's right.
And so I thought that.
Well, you don't catch this snapper by mispronouncing his name.
That's
Look,
right.
Bunkweef, we have to take a break.
Perfect.
Are you surprised by that?
That you have to take a break? You know what else breaks? Bones. And queef like a pussy fart.
All right. We're going to come right back. We have a dog. What did I say? Breeder?
Good God, Scott. Check your notes faster.
I can't read my own goddamn handwriting.
Don't
I thought
throw
it was
a break
broker.
If you're not ready. Dog broker.
I recommend the notes app.
Okay. Look, we'll be right back with the dog breeder. We'll be right back with more comedy. Bang, bang.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh, gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Lectric e-bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're here. Roy Wood Jr., Imperfect Messenger, yes, is the special.
Indeed.
Laugh your silly asses off, you know? Open up a bottle of wine or whatever you like to partake in.
Mm-hmm.
Grab your loved ones. Send grandma home, or maybe she sticks around. Right. I don't know. You know, she'll enjoy herself.
Sit down with your white friends and
stand with all of your white friends.
Are you watching it for Martin Luther King Day?
Are you talking to the listeners of this show, or just anyone?
Both. I'm inclusive. Even if you're black, get your white friends and say, sit down and for Martin, yes, Luther King weekend, watch a dude who kind of looks like Martin Luther King in the face.
Yeah, you sort of do, now that I'm seeing it. You ever think maybe you could play him in the movie?
No, I'm not British.
This is a callback to, you are a professional. Callback to the special that I saw that our listeners are being tipped off to. We also have Bone Queef here, new podcast host.
Yes, hello, it's Bone like, I eat the bones, and Queef like a pussy fart.
And Ron Snapper is here. And
that's, yes, right. I'm still here. I'll never leave.
But there's the door if you ever do. Well, I noticed everyone did their sort of catchphrases and callbacks.
Yeah,
so I wanted you to make sure you got yours in.
Yeah, well, you took mine. So thanks.
Well, we do need to get to our next guest. And Ron, help me out with this. They're a dog breeder. Please welcome to the show, Willa Dean Marie Bates.
Oh, wow. What a group. Look at this. Bone, hi.
Hello.
Ron, Roy.
Hello.
What was your name?
Scott.
Scott.
Yeah, you can call me, Scotty Ox. Or...
I won't.
Oh.
This is lovely. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Look at this space. I love this.
Welcome
this
to the show.
Fun. Thank you for having me.
Well, a lot of people don't give reviews the minute they start talking, but you...
Oh, I love this. Look at this. Look,
yeah,
at this table. Okay, that's wood.
Where you
wood.
From? Where, yeah, you from? I'm from the South. I hear an accent up there.
Me, Argentina.
Okay. It's really South.
Really South.
Yeah.
South America, in fact.
Thank you for being the third person to...
What's wrong with that?
I don't know
that
you improved on it.
The rule of three, Scott.
As much as you just explained it. All right.
Oh, look how fiery this is. Okay, I like this.
A lot of people in this room and a lot of high energy things happening right now. And Roy, of course.
Dogs.
Dogs, yes, dog breeding.
Yes. So it's fun. It's one of those things where I breed, I don't know if you've heard of them, boar's eyes.
Boar's eyes? Is that's a breed?
Oh, they're tall.
Oh.
They are tall.
Boar's eyes.
Boar's eyes.
Is that spelled like B-O-R-Z-O-I-E?
Uh-huh. That's,
yeah,
exactly how it is.
Oh, okay. Boar's eyes.
And listen, it's just fun. It's nice. You know, all the puppies around all the time. And I'm not going to lie to you, they're not the most popular dog.
Boar's eyes aren't. How did you get into boar's eyes? I mean, I've never even heard of them. Has anyone here heard of a boar's eye? I mean...
I have.
Okay, I guess you're the person who actually started talking about them, so I would
assume
you
had. You sure that's a dog you breeding?
Hmm? What was that?
Are you sure that's a dog you breeding?
Oh, I'm like 85% sure.
Hey, that's not very high.
It's sure enough.
How tall are these? You said they're really tall dogs?
How tall are you?
Probably 6'2".
Taller.
Taller than 6'2"?
Taller. On those hind legs?
On the hind leg. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
You put one of those guys in a trench coat, and all of a sudden it's my son coming to the door, you know what I mean?
Your son comes to the door in a trench coat?
That's a bear.
Well, it's just, if I'm busy or something like that, my son's busy, we'll put one of the dogs in a little trench coat, and he'll go run some errands
You
for
said
us.
Your son in the trench coat, though. You said put the dog in the trench coat and suddenly he looks like your son.
Well, right.
But why is your son in the trench coat?
Well, my son likes trench coats. Is there something wrong with that?
So would you say he's part of the trench coat mafia or?
Your son got a journal? That. Your son got a journal.
My son does have a journal.
You checked it? What are you drawing in that journal?
Yeah.
Oh, lots of things. Dreams, hopes, plans.
He seems like he might be a perfect guest for my podcast.
Or mine. Yeah.
I don't know. What's it? God, I'm desperately searching
Focus,
for your name.
Focus, Scott.
Willa Dean Marie Bates.
Thank you.
You breed dogs. Is this a business for you? Is this fun? A hobby?
Scott, I'm not going to lie to you. I had a dream.
Please don't.
Okay, and in that dream, an angel came to me.
Oh.
It was terrifying. Nothing like I thought an angel was going to look like.
Yeah, what? I mean,
spider-like.
Spider? So none of the white robes and the harp and the halo, all that?
No.
It was just like a big spider, like out of the dang Lord of the Rings?
A large Lord of the Rings-style spider.
Oh,
Aragorn?
No.
Shelob.
How do you know that?
I
can understand like a nerdy comedy person knowing this.
I rescued that podcast that's hosted by the two hobbits that aren't Elijah Wood and Sean Astin.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I rescued their podcast. Yeah.
How fun. Well, this angel came to me and this angel said, you have a purpose on this earth, Willa Dean. And I said, what is it? And they said, to find the ugliest dog that you can possibly find and breed it as much as humanly possible.
Mm. Okay. What is their stake in this? Why did they want you to do this? Did they explain that to you or do they work in mysterious ways?
How often are you questioning God's plan, Scott?
Honestly, daily, mostly during the night when I can't get to sleep.
Okay. So I'd say not me as much. When a spider angel tells me to do something, I say absolutely okay, no problem.
Okay, fair enough.
So what I will say is I am metaphorically and physically drowning in puppies because nobody, how do I put this, wants these dogs.
Nobody wants these dogs.
Yeah.
That's the verb. Yeah. What? Because they're so tall? Because they're so ugly?
They got a personality, is what I'll say. They're a little spunky. They're pretty opinionated.
How can a dog be opinionated?
You know, they sort of let you know what they like and what they don't like. And let me tell you, there's a lot of stuff they don't like.
I mean, they got to be opinionated if they can run full errands for you, dressed as your son in a trench coat.
When they
Still
feel like
not
it.
Quite sure what this guy. So, I mean, dogs, as far as I know. Do you have dogs, Roy?
I'm not a pet person.
You're not a pet person. Okay. As far as I know, they don't have opinions other than like, I like food. I don't like being cold. You know, I guess those are opinions, right?
Yeah. And I'm quickly learning I'm not a dog person either.
No,
it's not great. They sort of will let me know. They've taken to a specific diet, for example.
Okay.
You put out dog food, they won't eat it.
Really? What do they eat? What
steak.
Type? Steak? That's human food, not dog food.
Expensive steak, potatoes. Asparagus.
So like a stuff you would get at a full steakhouse?
Irwan. They specifically very fancy grocery stores.
Oh, no.
And they won't touch it. Otherwise, they know if you went to, you know, Vaughn's or Ralph's or something like that.
But are you sure these are dogs?
Like I said, I am 65% positive.
You'd said 85 before.
I'm checking the numbers and that has decreased. Yeah, your sheer assuredness has fallen.
Well, listen, I'm listening to you guys talk and I'm starting to question myself. I'm not going to lie. And that angel had some weird requests.
Oh, yeah. What else? What else did they want?
Breed the dogs like an army was sort of the thing that stuck out to me.
Army. Mm,
the dogs like an army.
Army of animals with opinions that are taller than most humans that only eat steak.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're expensive. I'm a little broke.
You sound scared of them, respectfully.
Me?
You sound a little scared of these.
Yeah, your eyes are darting back and forth. You keep looking at the door like they're about to burst into it.
Well, I'd just say, you know, that wouldn't be the first time somebody's burst into the studio, so I don't think that's a sort of an unreasonable
fear. I set
right
a
now.
Precedent.
Shouldn't that be the first thing I should be fixing on my show is locking the door so people like
why
you can't
did
burst
you,
in?
Why did you let me in here?
Yeah, I don't know.
I got incredible locks on the car where we record. Just for what it's
okay,
worth.
Okay, I'm going to need the name of that lock person.
Sure, it's my cousin.
Yeah, these dogs are sneaky. They get
sneaky.
In everywhere. Oh, yeah.
This is, how many do you have? I mean, you say you're literally drowning in them.
Yeah, we'll say we're at about 40, 50, which doesn't sound like a lot, but you got to remember, these are tall dogs.
6'4" dogs, yeah.
And we are living in a 2-bedroom apartment currently, it's sort of wall-to-wall at the moment.
Who's we when you say?
Oh, me and my husband.
You don't have a fucking yard?
We're working
this
on it.
This is the kind of question that I need to ask on the
That's
show.
That's an you excellent
don't,
follow-up.
You don't have a fucking yard?
And he asked it with the energy that I really respond to.
Listen, if I can be honest with you here for a second. When I got this dream, I was a stockbroker living in New York City.
Oh.
I had a great job. I had savings.
How much were you making a year?
Well, I actually have Willa Dean's financials.
Oh, can
I
check that real quick?
Yes. Everyone's
fine. I'm just going to go through that. Wow. You are making an extreme amount of money.
What is that? Eight figures?
Eight figures, Scott.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you gave all that up to breed...
Boar's eyes.
Boar's eyes.
Yeah.
Can you explain boar's eyes using a metaphor I might understand?
Okay. Boar like asleep because it's boring.
Okay.
And sigh like a sigh, but sounding slightly different.
Okay.
Okay.
No, great.
Does that do it for you, Boone?
Yes, I have a very clear mental picture of what they look like now.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Listen, I'm trying to give space as much as I took it in the last segment.
Smart. Very smart.
But you know, it's not, all's not lost. I'm trying to raise money in a couple of different ways. So, you know, we'll see if that works out. I wrote
a book. Have you blown through your, you wrote a book?
I wrote a book.
Okay, yeah.
I have blown through my savings.
Yeah, I'm looking at the financials.
Pretty quickly.
And, you're losing.
How much? Yeah, I mean, wow, these eat steak every single.
It's $104,000 a month.
Yeah, and I also did insist on the bedroom, the two-bedroom apartment being above the Hollywood sign.
Oh, right above it? Like, which letter?
The H.
The H, yeah, that's prime, so real, prime estate. Real estate. So that's the first thing that everyone sees when you're reading from left to right.
So you say $45-$50 in a two-beddy. when that first litter came, let's just see, what, 6-7 puppies?
Sure.
On a litter. And you didn't sell those. Why did you let the dogs keep fucking?
Well, here's the thing.
It must be hard to separate them, I would imagine. They're 6'5".
Yes.
You ever try to stop someone who's 6'5 from fucking, Roy? I mean.
No, you let them fuck.
I'm 6'5 and no one could stop me from fucking.
You are 6'5. That is canon. That's canon.
Listen, I'm not saying I'm happy with how my life is going. Again, I'm drowning in puppies. Which brings me to my main point. Does anybody want a puppy?
Roy? I mean,
take a puppy.
We have a policy on this show that if you want a puppy, you can have one.
How are they around children?
Bad.
I have a 5-year-old.
Bad.
What do they do to children?
Well, they sort of, they're very into the internet right now, so they'll sort of take
the
them
on websites. Are?
Yeah, so they'll sort of take them on websites. He's not supposed to be on. He said 5.
I might be interested.
Okay, here we go. Can I sign you up for 8?
I have a question.
Yes.
Can these dogs sniff out bullshit?
This is a great question.
Oh, they can. They absolutely can. I told my husband the other night, I said, I'm not in the mood. And one just, it barked and barked and barked
at me. Wait, because you were in the mood?
You were in the mood.
I was very in the mood.
Why did you tell him you weren't in the mood?
Because I was watching Wheel of Time.
But if you were in the mood, you could have paused it, fucked, and then continued watching Wheel of Time.
And miss out on sort of the hot takes that are going to be happening on Twitter the second the episode ends? I don't think so.
Okay, but you were in the mood.
Right, but sometimes the mood waits. Sometimes the mood waits, and as the wheel spins, that's the Wheel of Time. So
this
dog,
this boar's eye is barking at you because you lied about wanting to fuck.
Yeah.
It's a very weird story, Roy.
This
I don't
is good.
Know.
I want this dog. I must have this
absolutely.
Dog.
Okay, so you want 8? I mean, she's
I'll
like...
I'll take 8 of your dogs.
Absolutely.
I would like to adopt one of these dogs just to bring it in here and have Scott try to interview it. I think that would be a valid challenge for Scott.
Are you sure you're not... Like, you sure it's not an ostrich at your house?
Am I sure it's not an ostrich?
Yeah.
Like 45 to 50% sure.
You are getting less and less sure the entire time.
I'm checking the numbers and it has gone down.
And this was a dream? Are you sure about that?
Do you ever hang out with beings that are so much more intelligent? That are so much more intelligent than you and have you wrapped around their finger to such a degree that you sort of don't know if you yourself are a person anymore?
I'll answer for Scott. Scott has experienced this.
Can I ask a question as a fellow podcast host? Let me show you how it's done, Scott.
Okay, thank you, Bonequeef.
Where's your husband in all of this?
Great question.
Mark?
What does he do?
Nice. Mark is his name?
Mark is his name.
Mark Bates?
Mark Bates. Can I be honest with you?
Please.
He does not agree.
He does not agree
in
what way?
He is unhappy.
So your husband, he doesn't like it. You don't like it.
Right.
The angels, I don't even know if this is an actual angel or were you doing peyote or anything the night before
ayahuasca
this happened?
Or some shit.
Yeah, that sort of, you know, we don't sleep well. Being in the financial business and sort of,
all that money never sleeps, they say.
Money never sleeps.
Wall Street 2!
Okay.
In theaters now.
That was funny. You're funny.
Yeah, I try. I do a little stand-up.
You do stand-up?
Yeah, I do a little stand-up.
Hit us with some. You got one of the best right here.
Oh, do a
Maybe
show.
You could open for
well,
it.
Well, the best would tell you that they don't just do it for free, Scott. got?
Oh,
can
okay.
I say, you know who you sound two, like? Though. It's been bothering me the whole
who's,
time.
Who's that?
You sound like the guy from Princess Bride who's like...
Vizini?
I don't know.
The who one the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, he's
Wallace like, Shawn? This is inconceivable.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Oh, well, I feel good.
Willa Dean, I think you need to change your life, quite honestly. And I don't say that to every guest here, but occasionally we'll get a guest coming in here with a crazy idea that just I know what you're saying. Rod or Red or what is your
Rod? For God's sakes,
you're wearing a red shirt and your name is like the thing that catches Snapper. You what? Can see where Snap. I'd be confused.
Yeah,
no. What's my name, Scott?
Bone Queef.
That's right. It's Bone like Rag and Bone, a popular apparel store, and Queef like a pussy bar.
See, he set himself up, and even with me lightly Herself. Talking over the setup, he still hit the post.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Willa Dean, you got to get out of this business.
Well, listen, I'm trying. Listen, it's been a hard few years for me, and I'm sorry.
You've been doing this a few years? I thought this was a relatively recent
You don't want to fuck your husband.
Me?
I'm sorry to cut to the quick.
This is the thing that I'm confused about. She wants to fuck her husband, but she's telling him no.
Can I be honest with you?
Please, this is Queefs After Dark.
The dogs like to watch.
Okay.
The dogs like to watch, and I think there's something in the power of our lovemaking that's sort of growing their sentience.
Oh, okay. So you're having sex in front of the dogs. It's making them more aware of language and concepts.
Well, they sort of finally see what true love looks like, and I think it awakens something.
It awakens them so within their medulla oblongata.
A moral quandary. In order to save the world, you must quench your personal desires.
Yeah.
Can we shoot these dogs? when
Hollow
it's time
points,
to, yeah.
Listen,
should
can,
I get a gun?
You can absolutely try, but they do this fun little party trick now where the bullet sort of seeps in, and then it
spit
looks
back
they're
out,
red, and then spits them back out. So
like
these
Wolverine.
Are like predators and shit.
I'm ready to surrender to these dogs and let them overtake the earth.
As you should. They got some fun
You're
ideas
weak.
About
I'm
government.
I'm not weak. I'm strong.
You're weak, Ron.
No.
You think that weakness is a strength?
I think that these dogs
this isn't
are
a job
the new
interview.
World order, and they're good. And I'm getting in on the ground floor, and maybe they can. If they're
You're
into,
a traitor.
If they're into love making, maybe they can help me film my solo vids.
All right, look, guys, we're running out of time. I don't know that we're going to solve
what
this
a lonely
here.
Man, Sam.
Lonely fans.
Don't you judge me, Roy Wood.
Lonely fans.
I do have a lonely fans as well, yeah. Those are the real solo vids.
Well, look, we're running
it's
out of time.
It's just a bunch of people who can't watch each other's videos.
Yeah.
Any other tags? We're running out of time.
Anyway, like I was saying.
Okay, all right. We just have one final feature, and that is, of course, a little something called plugs.
Somewhere, think possibly Nebraska. Nebraska is a place you might like to go.
Nebraska.
If you need a place that you might like to go, maybe make that place Nebraska. Nebraska is possibly a place to go.
That was possibly Nebraska, parentheses, theme song for Nebraska, and parentheses, by Barnacle Joe. Thank you so much, Barnacle Joe. And if you have a plugs theme, send it somewhere. I don't really know where they where we get them. But send them over there. And what are we plugging? Roy, obviously, Imperfect Messenger is on Paramount Plus.
Yes. And also, I'll throw up my podcast, Roy's Job Fair. Will be.
You have a podcast?
Yeah, but you know.
Competing podcast?
I don't know.
I don't like to competing. Talk about competing podcasts.
We just crack and talk shit about employment.
How often
it
do you do it?
Sounds weird, but it's funny. Once a week.
Once a week you have a podcast?
Yeah, once
and who
a
is
week.
It? It's you and.
It's me and two co-hosts that you don't know. And they're
How do you know
people.
I don't know them?
One of them's an accountant from Birmingham.
Wait, Fred? what is it called again? It's called
Roy's Job Fair.
Roy's Job
Roy's
Fair.
Roy's Job Fair.
And you can get that
Shitty
anywhere.
Shitty jobs, good jobs, stuff that people have stolen at jobs, just regular people calling in sharing stories.
And you can get it anywhere
Wherever
podcasts
the
are
fuck
out?
You, All right. Yeah.
Fantastic. Bone Queef, what are we plugging over here?
I will be plugging Queefs After Dark, my
sure.
podcast. You can only get it on Trump's social media platform.
The one Devin Nunez is in charge of?
Yeah, that's right.
That's my congressman.
You live out there in
Central Valley,
California 23.
But yeah, we got a lot of exciting guests coming up, so stay tuned for that. And that is literally it.
That's it. Okay, that's it. Great. Willa Dean Marie Bates.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just want to go ahead and plug sort of this new world order, and just really hope that we all survive. And if you do, go ahead and find me at VICMMIC on all platforms.
Okay. And Ron, you obviously don't have anything to plug.
I have several things to plug.
What?
You think I'm not going to use my time effectively? This is business, Scott.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, go ahead and plug things.
Look, I rescued the podcast of a brilliant young man named Devin Field. He hosts a show called Firsthand, and I helped him steal many of the guests who have been on your show.
Firsthand. Have we run out of podcast titles?
What do you mean?
Firsthand?
It's so evocative. It clearly explains what the podcast is. So much so that I won't go further on it. But while you're also on Paramount Plus watching Roy's special, go ahead and click over to Devin Field's Comedy Central Half Hour, a special no one has seen.
All right. Wonderful. I want to plug, CBBWorld.com right now if you want to hear all the archives, although I wouldn't suggest listening to the archives of this show. But
burn
if you want
them.
If you want to hear the archives of this show, they're all over there. We also have Freedom is over there ad-free. We have the Andy Daly Podcast Project with Bananas for Bonanza. And with Scott Hasn't Seen, we're in the middle of Dance Month right now, so we're doing all dance movies here in January, so check that out. And you can get that at cbbworld.com. If you buy it for the year, you get 2 months free. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Take one hand, put it up. Take the other, put it down. You're gonna make a box. It's time to start to close it. But don't close it too much or you open up the plug bag. We're opening up that plug bag. And when you open up that plug bag, you open up your heart for the rest of the world. I'm talking open up the plug bag. I open up the plug bag. Open up the plug bag as hard as you can. Then you open up your heart. Open up the plug.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That was Closing the Plug Bag, parentheses Live at the Club, by Lana Del Rey's Jr. All right, guys, I want to thank you so much. Roy, so great to meet you.
Thank you.
Great to have you on the show.
An honor and a pleasure.
And Bonequeef, great to have you back in my
life.
Thank
you. And just a reminder, my name is Bonequeef. It's bone like we found the remains of two white women in a shallow grave and queef like a pussy fly.
Willa Dean Marie Bates, good luck. And will you give us a heads up maybe if they start?
You know, I'll absolutely try my best. I got to go, though, because there's two Borzais waiting in sort of the red zone right now to go pick me
in
up.
The red
zone. Driving.
They're driving. And they're driving fast. So
oh, my Lord.
Oh, no.
They don't stop the car, so I got to sort of tuck and roll.
Okay. Ron, how'd we do?
Scott, I'm happy to say I think you're on the right track. I think this podcast is on its way to being fully rescued.
You rescued us?
I may have rescued you. First of all, you're welcome. Second of all, I'll see you here next week.
Wait, you're going to be a regular?
I'm going to be here pretty much
hold on.
Just to keep in tabs on you.
Hold on, so you just come on podcasts ostensibly to rescue them and then just take over them?
I didn't say I was taking over. I said I was going to observe.
You know what? You're banned from the show.
What?
You're banned from the show.
And
Jason Mantzoukas is back.
No.
And now we're at the same energy again.
This is what I wanted, but I hate getting it.
You're banned.
No.
All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.